This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Former Clear Creek County Deputy Andrew Bruin was convicted of criminally negligent homicide Thursday in the 2022 shooting death of Christian Glass. The 22-year-old had called 911 for help after getting stuck on a dirt road. Prosecutors say he was having a mental health crisis. When the verdict was read out, supporters of the former deputy gasped in the courtroom. Christian's mother, Sally Glass.
We had to fly with our son's ashes in our backpack on a plane to bury him in his home country. That is losing a son. And when I see outpouring of sympathy and love for the man that murdered our son, it made me pretty angry.
Bruin was taken into custody without bail. He'll be sentenced in April. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation's backlog and quality concerns have led the Boulder County Sheriff to stop using the state lab for DNA testing. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson said with a year and a half backlog for rape kit testing results and concerns about mismanagement at the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, he decided to contract with a lab in Jefferson County to speed up the process for victims, especially those who've been sexually assaulted.
Having to wait well over a year, 517 days, just doesn't sit right with me as someone who's responsible for looking out for people who are victims of crime in Boulder County.
The state lab said they respected the decision and agree the DNA testing backlog is unacceptable. It delays investigations and prosecutions. State lawmakers are working on legislation to try and address it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Denver, the storm has tapered off and the sky should gradually clear. Expect sunny skies today and a high of 40. It's 8:06.